Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's June 2016. Identity theft tax refund fraud is a big problem. Fraudsters use stolen identities to file taxes in someone else's name, then collect tax refunds and disappear. The IRS estimates that, in 2014, it prevented or recovered more than $22 billion in fraudulent refunds, but that it also paid more than $3 billion in successful attempts. A team led by Jay McTagg, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently reviewed IRS's efforts to combat identity theft refund fraud. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Jay to talk about what they found.
For starters, can you explain what identity theft tax refund fraud is?
Sure. Identity theft refund fraud occurs when a criminal obtains your personal information, such as your name, your Social Security number, your address, and uses that information to file a tax return with the IRS, the goal of which is to get a refund from the Treasury. This hurts taxpayers because when they go to file their own return, the IRS will tell them, hey, wait, somebody has already filed a return, you know, who are you? And this results in the taxpayer having to spend more time dealing with the IRS. The IRS has to take additional steps to authenticate the taxpayer. It takes time, and you know, if the taxpayer is expecting a refund, it will delay that refund.
It's easy to see how this can impact taxpayers, both in time and certainly a lot of heartache and extra documents and going back and forth with the IRS to say, yes, I am who I say I am, and I don't know who this other person was. Can you talk about how big of an issue is this for U.S. taxpayers? Because these are U.S. tax dollars that are going out the door to these fraudsters.
Absolutely. To its credit, IRS in fiscal year 2014 estimated that it stopped about $22.5 billion in attempted identity theft refund fraud. The bad news, however, is they also estimate that about $3 billion was paid out to criminals.
And that $3 billion may not be telling the whole story, right?
That's absolutely right. $3 billion is based on known identity theft cases or tax returns. And the issue is that the nature of identity theft refund fraud is continually changing. Fraudsters are becoming ever more clever in coming up with different schemes, exploiting the latest technology, exploiting weaknesses in IRS's systems. Yeah, so there's a little uncertainty as to whether or not the $3.1 billion is a precise number, but it certainly is the best estimate out there right now.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit. What is IRS doing to protect against this kind of fraud, either to prevent it before it happens or to catch it while it's going on?
Absolutely. IRS has multiple layers of defense for this type of crime, starting with before a taxpayer files its return through various computerized programs that it runs on tax returns that it's processing, and also is working with third parties, financial institutions, after a refund has been paid out. That helps detect suspicious activity once the refund has left IRS. And as returns are processed, various filters flag or detect suspicious cases. These cases or tax returns are then put through a program called the Taxpayer Protection Program, which subjects those returns to additional scrutiny, additional authentication. Basically, IRS reaches out to the taxpayer and provides them with various ways to authenticate their identity.
So looking at the Taxpayer Protection Program, I know you found some limitations in how that authentication works. Can you talk about that?
What IRS has relied on, or the method to authenticate taxpayers that IRS has relied upon, is basically asking the taxpayer questions that only that individual should know. However, this type of personal information is becoming more readily available to criminals, either online or through the various breaches of commercial and government databases that we read about almost daily.
Seems like if a criminal could get my name and social security number and address, then it's not going to take that many extra steps for them to get, you know, my mother's maiden name or, you know, what was my first pet or high school mascot or things along those lines. It seems like that's a lot easier to find.
That's exactly right.
So then finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line of this report is simple. Identity theft refund fraud continues to be a major threat to the IRS as well as the U.S. Treasury. $3.1 billion is a large sum of money, and IRS needs to stay vigilant in terms of authentication methods and combating this threat.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.